ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, chapter number 2, and text number 10. Daksha curses Lord Shiva.
Ayam
tu
lokapalanam yashadnaha nirapatrapaha sadbihi acharitaha पन्थः येन सद्धेन दूषितः अयं तु लोकपालानां यशोग्नो निरपत्रपः सद्भिराचरितः पन्थः येन सद्धेन दूषितः अयं तु लोकपालानां यशोघ्नो निरपत्रपः सद्विराचिरतरः पन्था येन सद्धेन दूषितः अयं तु लोकपालानां यशोघ्नो निरपत्रपः सद्विराचरितः पन्था येन सद्धेन दूषितः अयं हि शिव तु लोकपालानां ऑफ द गवर्नर्स ऑफ द यूनिवर्स यशघ्नः स्पॉइलिंग द फेम निरपत्रपः शेमलेस सद्भिः बाय दोज ऑफ जेंटल मैनर आचरितः फॉलो पन्थः द पाथ येन बाय होम शिव स्तब्धेन बीइंग डिवॉइड ऑफ प्रॉपर एक्शंस दूषितः इज पोल्यूटेड ट्रांसलेशन एंड इंटरप्रेट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद Shiva has spoiled the name and fame of the governors of the universe and has polluted the path of gentle manners. Because he is shameless, he does not know how to act. Daksha wanted to impress upon the minds of all great sages assembled in that meeting that Shiva, being one of the demigods, has ruined the good reputation of all the demigods by his unmannerly behavior. The words used against Lord Shiva by Daksha can also be understood in a different way, in a good sense. For example, he stated that Shiva is Yashobhna, which means one who spoils name and fame. So this can also be interpreted to mean that he was so famous that his fame killed all others' fame. Again, Daksha used the word Nirapatrapaha, which also can be used in two senses. One sense is that one who is stunted, and another sense is that one who is the maintainer of the person who has no other shelter. Generally, Lord Shiva is known as the Lord of Bhutas or lower grade of living creatures. They take shelter of Lord Shiva because he is very kind to everyone and is very quickly satisfied. Therefore, he is called Ashutosha. to such men who cannot approach other demigods or Vishnu, Lord Shiva gives shelter. Therefore, the word Nirapatrapa can be used in that sense.
Om Jnanati Nirandhasya Jnanankara Shalakaya Chakshurun Nirgandena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manomisham Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Amakyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapadakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavasya Sri Rupam Sarjatam Sahaganaradunatam Tam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijan Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahaganaradita Sri Vishakam Tamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Pandav Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Nasude Tapta Kanta Gopanti Rade Kanta Vaneshwari Vrishamanu Kute Devi Kramami Sri Hari Sri Vancha Kalpata Rupyasya Kripadinda Vyayvacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavishvayo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna, Jai Vanya, Prabhupada Nityananda, Shri Advaita Radha, Shiva Sati, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Ayantu Lokapalanam, Yashobhno Nirupatrapaha, Sadviracati Saha Pantha Yena Stabdhena Dushita. Shiva has spoiled the name and fame of the governors of universe and has polluted the path of gentlemen. Because he is shameless, he does not know how to act. So, Daksha is continuing criticizing Lord Shiva. It is very important to understand that a pure devotee's behavior is not understood that easily by one who is grossly materially engrossed in sensory activities. By false ego, they tend to criticize a pure devotee like Lord Shiva because their estimation is on the basis of an inferior calculation. The method of calculating or evaluating the behavior is very inferior. It takes the help of inferior energy. Maya. So those who are in the spell of Maya, they forget the purpose. Daksha became the father of Sati, Maya personified, yet he cannot be spared by the influence of false ego. And that has to be correct. The idea is that whoever is under the embodiment of material nature, he will have to correct the process of thinking, the process of evaluating, the process of discriminating and give always predominance for the spiritual or superior energy. In Chaitanya Charitamrita we know that వైష్ణవేద క్రియా ముద్ర విజ్ఞయ రుచి. అండ్ ప్యూర్ డివోటీస్ యాక్షన్స్ కెనాట్ బి ఎస్టిమేటెడ్ సూపర్ఫిషియల్. ఈవన్ ఏ డివోటీ, an ordinary devotee, but he is very devoted, who has given his life, and if he slips because of the effect of the material nature, may be overpowered sometime. Even Krishna gives some solace. Then do not make a hasty decision to deride him. అపి చే సుందరాచార భజతి నా అనన్య సాధు వై సమ్యక్ వ్యవసాయ సహ క్షిప్రం భవతి ధర్మాత్మా స్వచ్ఛాంతం నిగచ్చతి కౌండే ప్రతి జాని నమె భక్త ప్రదర్శతి. ది పొజిషన్ ఆఫ్ ది డివోటీ ఇస్ సో మచ్ ఇంటర్నల్ వెన్ వన్ ఈజ్ డెవలప్ అండ్ బై ది ఇఫెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ సమ్ effect of material energy, if he misbehaves, he should not be denied, because soon he will become righteous, so he deserves an opportunity to be rectified. Anyway, understanding that one should not criticize, refrain from criticism, because after all, the soul becomes the devotee, body may not become the devotee. Body has to be controlled by the soul in the functionality of an ideal behavior. But it is not necessary, because the superior energy of the soul, which is highly awakened, like in Lord Shiva, he knew his internal position. And he always puts up the effort by the process of chanting the holy name of his original nature. Mahashankara Shankara. Therefore, Lord Shiva is always keeping his balance. But yet, his behavior is extraordinary. And nobody can copy or nobody can imitate such a behavior. It's a very unique position. But similarly, a pure devotee can also sometimes be misunderstood. So these are exceptions. But the principles that we try to draw from here, that for a pure devotee's activities should not be miscalculated, even if it is not coming to the point of moral behavior. It should not be criticized. So he will become righteous. Krishna gives him. So he deserves an opportunity. That's how the proper dealing and the aspect. But here, Daksha is obsessed by the inferior nature, and that gives him so much false prestige and power, so he can lash out anything and everything. But a Vaishnava looks into other way. Even by such descriptions, we can get another information. Actually, Prabhupada puts up in this purport that Nirpatrapa can also be understood this way. A shameless person externally. Nirpatrapa means one who does not have a cover. Lord Shiva wears even the clothes very unusual. He simply wraps around a bark of a tree or the skin of a tiger. Actually, Patrapa means an umbrella, to give shelter or to cover oneself. At the same time, Nirpatrapa means without any shelter, or one who does not have a place to be. So, in that situation, we can understand that Lord Shiva is glorified. Even in such blemished words, we can understand Lord Shiva can be glorified. So, the Saradrahi Vaishnava does not take its own offense, but at the same time, he tries to give a real re-evaluation on the basis of the spiritual nature of worship. So Srila Prabhupada takes the time that it can be also understood other way. Not only shameless, shameless that those who are materially, you know, having a lifestyle, so much of a standard, wearing a dhoti in front of pant and suit, can be criticized. But Srila Prabhupada told us that if you are a Vaishnava, then wear such devotional clothes that will remind others of Lord Krishna. Simply by the way, he gives an argument just like a doctor has a uniform, so the devotee has also a uniform. Devotee decorates his body at 12 places in order to remind him that his body is not for sanctification, it's the temple of Lord. So there is always a positive side of worldly negativity. It is a blessing. It is a blessing. Such criticism for those who are internally developing themselves towards surrender to Lord Krishna, they welcome adversities, both by mind, words, and activities. They invite, Kunti Devi invited adversities, gross adversities. So in the same way, we can understand that actually this is a curse that glorifies Lord Shiva. People who are married, they only take one way, understanding, because their brain does not function in the spiritual direction, only in material direction. So, in the Purport we get these two types of idea. That it's a curse, but the curse is glorifying Lord Shiva. We have a choice. Do we take this as a curse? Or it is actually the glorification of Lord Shiva? That even though in the form of external curse, Lord Shiva's supreme excellent qualities are being exposed. Srila Prabhupada said that the Gundas, the Goblins, they are in such limbo state, neither they have gross body, neither they are liberated. They are dissatisfied and no proper placement for the next life and the next appropriate body is given yet to them. And they are hungry. Where do they get to go? Who is going to give them shelter? Nobody. Even the big demigods are not capable to give them shelter. And if Lord Shiva gives them out of his own mercy, it is a glorification. Daksha was taking it all. Look at that. What kind of assembly he has. What kind of friendship he keeps. He does not keep friendship with us civilized demigods. He doesn't behave the way we behave with a high standard posh, standard of living. He does not execute. He doesn't care. Who likes his company? even though he doesn't have a house to stay, he is still the father of all living entities. He and his good wife Uma both are original father and mother of an embodied soul. Linga Yoni Kartika Jata Ima Maheshwari Praja. And Brahma Sahita and Brahma. All these living entities are nothing but the combination of Shivalinga and Mahadyogi. Lord Shiva's original Sadasiva form. And Durga as Mahadyogi. The seed is given by Lord Vishnu. Sarva yonishu kaunteya murtayanti sambhavanti ja tasham mahadyonir aham bija pradapita. Krishna is the bija pradapita. But who is the pita of the body? Lord Shiva. And he doesn't have a house to stay. He doesn't have any opulence with him. He gives shelter not only to gopins but all different kinds of creatures of opposite nature along with each other, amongst each other. In his family, Ganesh, Kartikeya, then their carriers, like tiger, nandi, snake, mouse, and peacock. Everything is of complete opposite nature. And materially, if we see that they cannot exist together. But in Lord Shiva's family, there is no problem. That is the glorification. Because of his presence, all of his family members remain in devotional service. Because he is chanting and he is making everybody chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, however a foolish person tells you for a great Vaishnava, the sadhus who are following him will consider that it's externally applicable only to the body, not to the soul, who is the real devotee. We must try in our devotional service to make the thinking process, speaking process, and the actual performance processes in congruency of spiritual nature. That is the perfection. But it is not a big deal if somebody slips either in mind or in gross action for some time that he does not deserve the opportunity to go back from that to God. Krishna says, rest assured, my devotee will never perish. So, ultimate situation that we have to understand is the glorification of the devotee. However, one may try to discredit him, but glorification is still remaining, pending. Srila Prabhupada tells in the third book that if he is not behaving up to the standard, and if he is simply a disgrace because of his improper behavior, right? And they cannot discard him because he is powerful, regardless in his own merits. But such an association of him will give everybody a discredit. Daksha wanted to tell that actually he lost all his promises in their estimation. He lost all his glories because of this misbehavior. So he is called Yashogna, means one who lost all his glories. But the devotional service rendered by the spirit soul in the surrendered attitude of then that service is counted by the pure devotees and Lord Krishna. It can never be forgotten, because pure devotional service remains a permanent asset. It is never to be vanquished. So that glories are still attached to the soul, and soul never dies. So such glories cannot die. Devotional glories, the service rendered, is always a permanent asset, whether one likes or not. Those who are materially engrossed, they may be overpowered by inglorious act, and they will never give a death. It means they themselves are stunting their progress in devotional life. One has to become liberal in understanding. One has to come up to that. Otherwise, we are putting blockades within our mind of misbehavior that a Vaishnava is never expected. A Vaishnava is magnanimous in the heart. If he is restricting and does not give opportunity to rectify, then who is at fault? One who does not give the opportunity becomes a stumbling block. So too much politics creates too much stumbling blocks. Too much bureaucracy creates too many tight situations and will not give enough opportunity to progress. Pruning is required to have a healthy growth, but it does not deny the growth. So there is always two sides to be taken into account in understanding the purpose. If it is spoken negatively about Lord Shiva, but it is actually not a negative thing. Every negative word in the material situation is beneficial for spiritual progress. Every negative word is beneficial for those who are desiring to make spiritual progress. That is, that should be welcomed. So, Yashagna means one who lost all his strength because of misbehavior. But in other words, his glories are so much unbounded in spiritual understanding that he destroys the other glories. I mean, other demigods' glories are virtually negligible in front of his glories. because he kills the other glories. He supersedes. Spiritual glories always supersede material glory. Spiritual glories always supersede material glories. So, if the demigods are material managers, Lord Shiva, as a pure devotee, covers their glory. It means he is destroying their glories. He becomes an ideal example for even demigods to pursue devotional service. That is Lord Shiva's nature. So, by understanding this word, Yashodhana means one who spoils name and fame. So, this can be interpreted to mean that he was so famous that his fame killed all others' fame. So, in this way, we can understand the proper glorification of Lord Shiva. In preaching, we need a spiritual argumentation to overpower the material misdemeanors shown by neophyte devotees. Protect them, give them shelter, try to give them encouragement, because they are rightly situated. They will become perfect in no time. Srila Prabhupada always, shown this concern. Even if a devotee would leave the movement, he will glorify, "Oh, he did such a nice service to me. He was a very good boy. Misfortunate. He has simply left, but I wish, I will pray that he will come back." This is the desire of a pure devotee, because he takes every situation to be in positive action. Never get disappointed, never be discouraged. Is all the circumstances are favorable to devotional service. Let's take the advantage and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Anybody have any questions?
Questions, Maharaj. In the beginning of your class, and I'm sorry for hard of hearing, but you mentioned that one must be very careful. Okay. That one must be very careful when dealing with special personalities, that one does not, and then I lost it.
Yeah, one should not make a hasty decision to derive an opportunity of rectification. And Bhakti Ratnakar, Narhari Sarkar, gave a very nice suggestions how to deal. And our devotees in GBC, they are taking such things in account of a proper dealing. The proper dealings means that gives opportunity for rectification. That's it.
The second question, you mentioned about the spiritual glories of Lord Shiva superseding the glories of all the other demigods. But you also use the word that destroys and kills. So I'm trying to understand how that supersede I can understand and live with. But I'm trying
maybe to misuse of language.
No. Maybe I'm not seeing it.
It reduces the glory of material name and fame. Spiritual glories are superior than material glories. Those are temporary. This is fun.
Relationship
of Guru Shiva?
Krishna.
Rasa. And he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead who chose to stay in mode of ignorance to carry out his function. What is the rasa between milk and yogurt? The taste is the rasa. Milk is sweet, yogurt is sour. Is it? If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna and Radha can become combined and become a devotee, a pure devotee, why not Lord Shri? The Supreme Personality of Godhead can become a devotee. Only the question part I can remember.
So, how to understand the fact that King Chitrakesu, who was becoming a king of Gandhara, he was in his demand, glorifying Lord by singing the glory of the Lord. When he saw Lord Shiva sitting in the meeting of Moni, Sadhus, and Parvati, Uma, was sitting around his lap, and he was again from the material point of view, misbehaving in front of all such a
thing.
This is to distinguish between the understanding of Parvati and understanding of Roshi. Both have gulf of difference. Lord Shiva prevents her not to commit an offense towards Yuri by cursing him. But she lashes him. Lord Shiva knows the character of a devotee. Even Parvati is a devotee, pure devotee, but she has to forget. After Daksha insults Lord Shiva, she took insult on herself, and therefore she then comes to the realization and gives up her body. Because of bodily conception, even Uma, the manifestation, she shows by her example that she will not be spared. And sometimes she is trying Lord Shiva also to check. But Lord Shiva is simply remaining indifferent in front of her. Have you seen a picture of Lord Shiva lying and Parvati is dancing on him? So that is the nature. So Lord Shiva does not forget his internal position. Therefore Shiva Tattva is so unique. It's always in the pure devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's 24 hours engaged and then performs some uncommon activity not of the standard of the demigods, just to give shelter of even rejected entities. Yes.
Of course, we can derive from this incident some teachings. But in the case of Srila Prabhupada, how he can prevent his disciples to criticize Vaishnava, not to commit Guru Aparatha, for example, because we are all influenced by Maya, and sometimes we cannot control our senses when somebody is doing something which is above of our understanding for normal behavior. Even in this form, sometimes we are committing such
offenses. Offenses are paid by anarthas. And anarthas will continue as long as we remain ignorant of the efficacy of the body. So they are gradually to be, you know, eradicated. If you recite 10 offenses every day, but because simultaneously if we are harboring anarthas, unwanted things, then naturally the recitation doesn't bear any value. But if we do not try to remove the anarthas from our life, it means we are still remaining ignorant of the efficacy of the holy name. We don't have faith on it. So in this way, we start building up the foundation on the strength of the totality of the holy name. And then progress.
But we still be punished for our anarthas, for our criticism. We will be punished.
The Vaidhi Bhakti is essential to do it. And it is very effective. It gives the guarantee if it is done under the proper direction of Guru. Yes. Can you pass on?
Yeah.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Yeah.
I would like to give you clarification. I think the first answer you gave about referring that Lord Shiva as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and in spite of his accepting, you gave a knowledge maybe the yoga. So, and then you use the name Supreme Personality of Godhead, was about relationship between Lord Shiva and Krishna. So, I would like clarification. For instance, the second offense of Namavrata, we shouldn't consider Lord Shiva or Brahma
to be equal to
or independent of religion. And another reference from.
Can I comment on that? Lord Krishna is Lord Shiva, but Lord Shiva is not Lord Krishna. Therefore, we have to understand Lord Shiva is an expansion of Lord Krishna. And Lord Shiva accepts that.
If I want them to be, people worship Lord Shiva, I want them to be offenders by considering Lord Shiva as the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
No problem. So, yeah, I was saying, because it's an offense to think of Shiva to be equal to Krishna, and obviously, we also we've been told that, you know, we can respect Lord Shiva, Vaishnava, yeah, that's some good, bad. They respect, but not to equalize them with.
Naturally, a devotee and the Supreme Lord, they are not equal. They may be on equal platform. Transcendental platform is an equal platform. But still Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. He does not give up that position. A pure devotee is on the same equal platform as Lord Krishna. That's why he is eligible to go back home, back to God. Because that platform is there. But still as a subservient. So all the expansions are subservient to Lord Krishna. Ekale Ishvara Krishna are sabhi bhratya. Jahara ichchaye utare karani. Nothing. Everyone else is dancing on the tune of Lord Krishna. Krishna plays the tune.
Yeah. I think I got the answer because Lord Jiva Goswami has said relationship between Supreme Master and Krishna and also Lord Shiva and Krishna. It's also Bhagavan, right? It's a service of Bhagavan, but they both have the same platform.
Right.
Both Bhagavan, when you save your Bhagavan, you save other Bhagavan.
Yes.
So in that sense, I do that.
Jai. Jagat Guru Sarva Prabhupada Ki.
Jai.